सहस्रपात् स भूमिं विश्वतो वृत्वा अत्यतिष्ठद्दशाङ्कुलं पुरुषै वेदकं सर्वं यद्भूतं यच्च भव्यं उतामृतत्वस्वेशानः यतन्नेनातिरोहति एतावानस्य महिमा अतो जयकं च पुरुषः पादोऽस्य विश्वभूतानि त्रिपादस्यामृतं दिवि त्रिपादोर्ध्व उदयत्पुरुषः पादोऽस्येह भवात्पुनः ततो विश्वं विक्रामद् साशनानशने अपि यस्मात् विराडजायत विराजोऽधिपुरुषः स जातोऽत्यरिच्यत भूमिमतो पुरः यत्पुरुषेण हविषा देवायज्ञमतन्वत वसन्तोऽस्यासीताज्यम् ग्रीष्मयित्मः शरद्धविः तप्तास्यासन् परिधयः त्रिसप्तसमिधकृताः देवायद्यज्ञं तन्वानाः अपघ्नन् पुरुषं पशुं तं यज्ञं बर्हिषि प्रोक्षन्न पुरुषं जातमग्रदः तेन देवायजन्त साध्यर्षयश्च ये तस्माद्यज्ञाः सर्वहुतः सम्प्रतं वृषदाज्यं पशोकं स्ताकं चक्रे वायव्यान कारण्यान् ग्राम्यांश्च ये तस्माद्यज्ञाः सर्वहुतः छन्दागं सृजज्ञिरे तस्माद् यजुस्तस्मादजायत यस्मादश्वजायन्त एके चोभयाददः गावोहजज्ञिरे तस्माद् यस्माज्जाता अजावयः व्यथतु कथिता विकल्पयन् मुखं किमस्य कौ बाहु कावोरुपदा उच्येते ब्राह्मणोऽस्य मुखमासीद् बाहुराजन्यकृदः ऊरु तदस्य यद्वैश्यः पद्भ्याकं शूद्रो अजायत चन्द्रमा मनसो जातः चक्षुःसूर्यो अजायत मुखादिन्द्रश्चाग्निश्च प्राणाद्वायुरजायत नाभ्यासीदन्ततिक्षं शीष्णोद्योस् पद्भ्यां भूमिर्दिशश्रोत्राद् तथा लोकाकमकल्पयन् वेदाहमेतं पुरुषं महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसस्तु पारे सर्वाणि रूपाणि विचित्य धीरः नामानि कृत्वाभिवदन् यदास्ते दाता पुरस्तात्यमुदा जहार चक्रप्रविद्वान् प्रतिशश्चतस्रः तमेवं विद्वानमृत इह भवति नान्यः पन्था अयनाय विद्यते yajnena yajnama yajanta devah tani dhanmani pradhamanyasana tehanakam mahimanasya chante yatra purve sadhya santi devah om shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Om Shri Ganeshaya Namaha Shri Saraswati Namaha Shri Sadgurubhyo Namaha Samasta janakalyane niratam karunamayam
Namami chinmayam devam
Satgurum brahma vidvaram Sada shiva samarambham Shankaracharya madhyamam Asmadacharya paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Om Aapyayandu Mamangani Vak Pranachachu Shrotramatho Balamindriya Nicha Sarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarod Anirakaranam Astva Nirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishatsu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti 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 We are on the section 8. The first two mantras of this section give a new derivation to sopiti, sleep. Sopiti means Swam apito bhavati iti supiti. Swam means rupa apito bhavati, the one who merges in one's own sarupa. This is the derivation Upanishad gave. Generally, supiti means sleep. But that is not the meaning the Upanishad uses here. So, the one who goes back to himself. That is the meaning. So then another derivation also he gave, Ashanaya. Ashnaya. Ash is derived from ash to eat. Ashitam annam means eaten food. Naya means carrier. So that which takes away. Takes away this nayas come from ni nayati leads. Ashitam nayati iti ashanaya. Whatever carries the food all over the body is called ashanaya. Therefore, the digestive juice is the primary meaning for the ashanaya. The digestive juice is the one converts the food into vitamins, etc. And it carries all over the body and makes it healthy. So when that digestive juice empty the stomach, you feel hungry. So therefore, the digestive fire here is digestive juice. So juice here is the water content. So first is the sopiti, so the one who goes oneself, unto oneself, that is sat. So the jiva rests in Sat. That one meaning. Another meaning is the water. The derivation of water. The body is nothing but the modification of water. Then the next one is the body is nothing but modification of fire. So this is how it is going. So tasya shariram, that we saw, fourth one, right? Tasya tasya kvamulam syad anyatra anyatra devameva khalu somya annena shungena apo mulam annichvad bhihi somya shungena tejo mulam annichya tejasa somya shungena sanmulam annichya sanmulaha somyema sarvaha prajaha sadayatanaha satpratishtaha. So tasya sharirasya karanam, what cause be there for this body other than annam? Annat anyatra, other than annam, what cause can be there? So from annam, its cause, jalam. So annam means bhumi, earth. So cause for the earth is water. So cause for water is fire. The cause for fire is sat. So this is how the sequence. So annam, from annam it's cause jalam, from jalam it cause agni, from agni it's cause sat. San moolaha srishti karanam. So sada yatanaha sthiti, abode for all sat pratishta. Laya karanam. So sadeva srishti sthiti laya karanam. Sat alone is srishti sthiti laya karanam. So all beings have got sistitralayam in Sat Brahman. From this what we get is Sat alone is the upadana karanam. So karana vijnanena sarvakarya vijnatam bhavati. This is the first statement Uddalaka makes, and he proves that point going all over the world. By knowing Sat, everything is known. Now how to know Sat? This is the next topic point. By explaining sleep, the Upanishad has already proved that Sat alone is the Sarupam of the Jiva. Because it goes back, it comes from Sat, and then move around in the waking dream slate and go back to Sat alone. And that alone gives him rest, satisfaction, total satisfaction. If one cannot sleep, one cannot go back to his own original state, Sat, he become crazy, he will not be able to live. So this is the way the Shruti proves that Sat is your Jivasvarupa. Because when you are, how do you prove another way, otherwise also? So when you are in your own Swarupa, you are happy. You don't want to be out of it. You don't want to get out of it. When you are not in your Swarupa, you are unhappy. That's why happiness being our nature, when we are happy, nobody complains. Nobody comes and consoles also, how come you are happy nowadays? Even though it is a rare commodity now, people ask. But when we are unhappy, people ask questions, which is unnatural. So Sat being our real nature, so we love to go back to our own real nature, whether you like it or not. So we may not like it. We say that your aim or the purpose or the goal of life is to go back to our own Swarupa. When we say, we may not like it. But that is the truth. And it is being proved every day that we are going back to sleep. So this is what the Shruti want to say. So by explaining sleep, the Upanishad has already proved that Sat alone is the Swarupam of the Jiva. Therefore, Never ask the question how to know the Sat, because you are Sat. It is like pot is asking how to know clay. You are clay. Pot should never try to know clay, because if you want, the pot wants to know the clay, how does it, how is it going to happen? Think about it. The pot has to come out of clay and then look at clay, isn't it? Is that possible? The same way we are trying to know Sat. In order to know Sat, what is to be done? You have to come out of Sat. Come out of existence. Then how do you exist? See the difficulty. Brahman, because you are Sat Brahman. So this is the correction we have to make. So as long as you search for truth, the seeker denies the sought. The moment you become seeker, you lost it. Why? You are the seeker. So this is the point Shruti is continuously making here. Otherwise, Tattvamasi will not be appreciated. Now the fifth mantra, one more derivation. Atha yatraitat purushaha.
Atha yatraitat purushaha.
Pipasati nama.
Pipasati nama.
Teja eva tat pitam.
Teja eva tat pitam.
Nayate.
Nayate.
Tat yatha.
Tat yatha.
Gonayo ashwanayaha.
Gonayo.
Purushanaya,
Purushanaya,
ityevam tatteja,
ityevam tatteja,
achashta,
achashta,
udanneti,
udanneti,
tatraida deva,
tatraida deva,
shungam,
shungam,
utpatitam,
utpatitam,
saumya,
saumya,
vijanihi,
vijanihi,
Neda mamulam,
Neda mamulam,
bhavishyatiti,
bhavishyatiti.
Shungam, shungam here means karyam, offshoot. One more derivation we have to do finally, that is pipasa. Pipasa, the synonym for this udanya. So, Shruti is not using pipasa. Shruti is using udanya. Upanishad is going to derive the word udanya. Udanya has got regular meaning is thirst. Padum michha pipasa. Upanishad is going to give new derivation. Thirst is not the primary meaning of the word udanya. It is only gaunartham. Gaunartham means secondary meaning. Then what is the primary meaning? Udanya means digestive fire. Vaishwanara agni. Earlier it was digestive juice. It was water. Now it is fire. So fire. Udanya, digestive fire, and thirst is an effect caused by the digestive fire. Because the digestive fire dries up the water from the system, and when it absorbs the water, you get thirsty because your system wants water. Therefore, thirst is a secondary meaning. How do you call Udanya is digestive fire? Uda plus nya. Uda means udakam, jalam. Nya means nayaha, the carrier takes off. Udakam nayati iti udanya. What carries away the water from the system? The digestive fire carries away the water. Atha yatra etat purushaha pipasati. When a man is said to be thirsty, desires to drink water, there the cause is tejaha, fire. Tam nayate pitap. Then fire leads away what has been drunk as water, means it dries up. Upanishads give some example. So to Utaka Nayaha, shortened Udanya. Udanya is Srilinga because Pipasa is Srilinga. So that example was given, what Go Nayaha, Ashwanayaha, Purushanayaha, Ityadi. These are the terms used here. So same way, Ashana, Udanya, Pipasa. So Gonayaha, the person who lead go, the cows, is called Gonaya. So here is the Udnaya. Digestive fire makes it absorbed in the body. Water you drink, we saw that the gross part of water becomes perspiration, urine, and the middle portion becomes blood, and the subtle portion become prana, water. Pitam udagam sharira rupena parinamyate. So the water converts itself into physical body. Sharirasya karanam, therefore sharirasya karanam jalam. So the cause for shariram is jalam, water. Ashanaya, digestive juice converts annam into shariram. Udanya, digestive fire converts jalam into shariram. So both way. So annam converts into shariram, water also converts into shariram. Therefore shariram is what? Shungam. Karya. Karya means effect. And jalam is mula karanam. Without karanam, karyam cannot come. Therefore you have to inquire into karanam. So from jalam, you go to fire, and from fire to sat. From this, the conclusion is that sat is you, O Svetaketu. Now he will connect that in mantra 6. Now this is how the Tattvamasi is being taught. Okay, slowly. Tasya kva moolam syad. Annadhyo annadhyodbhihi somyashungena tejo moolamanvichcha tejasa somyashungena sanmoolamanvichcha sanmoolaha Somyemaha Sarvaha Prajaha Sadayatanaha
Sarvaha Prajaha Sadayatanaha
Sat Pratishta Yatha Nukhalu
Sat Pratishta Yatha Nukhalu
Somyemastisro Devata
Somyemastisro Devata
Purusham Prapya Trivrde ekeika bhavati taduktam purasta deva bhavatyasya somya purushasya prayato vang manasi sambatyate manaha pranaha Pranatejasi Teja Parasyam Devatayam
Teja Parasyam Devatayam
Tasya kva moolam syat. What karanam can be there other than water? For what? Shariram. Tasya kva moolam syat. other than water, what is the cause for shariram? A saumya. From the apkaryam, you go to tejo moolam. Then tejasasanna moolakaryam anyuccha, enquire. Then the cause of the fire is to be inquired into. Then you will get to sat. Therefore, there is no shariram other than annam. There is no annam other than jalam. There is no jalam other than agni. And there is no agni other than sat. Sadeva brahman. Tasmat brahmajnanena sarvajnanam bhavati. Sat brahman alone is srishti sthiti laya karanam, which is equal to upadana karanam, material cause like swarnam. By analyzing the word ashanaya, we arrived at body annakaryam. Pipasa analysis, we arrived at body is jalakaryam. This has been taught earlier also in the fifth section. Whatever we eat, we becomes three portion. Gross become taste and fecal matter. Middle become the health, the what do you call, muscle and all that. Subtle portion becomes mind. Trivrt trivrt bhavati. So three. That was the case for water also, fire also. Fire here is ghee ajyam. Now Upanishad gets into the topic of maranam. Sleep it is sad. Now it is frightening. Srishti kale, all jivas came from Brahman. Marana kale, all jivas goes to Brahman temporarily. In the case of a jnani, he merges into Brahman permanently. First walk manasi sampatyate, resolves speech into mind. So the person is critically ill. So the Shruti also demonstrate that, you know, a person who is critically ill, and you know, at that time he was told that he should remember the Lord. But what happens is the relatives come, you know, and shake him up and say, "Dad, you know, I am here. You know, I have already come from all the way from America. I came to see you. You recognize me?" You know, this man is trying to remember God. What is this? The daughter comes, son comes, in-laws comes. All the relatives comes and disturb you. You will not have time. By the time you try to remember these people, what happened? It takes off. So he says, walk manasi sambatyate, resolve speech into mind. He wants to say something but cannot speak. So last moment, then the walk is withdrawn to where? Mind. So he wants to speak. The thought is there, but he cannot express. Walk is gone. The ability to speak is gone. Then even the mind ceases to function. Thinking also will go. Then what remains? Prana. Prana is still there. He is breathing. Various physiological function remains. Then prana also merges into fire. Even after prana goes also, body has little, that warmth will be there, fire. He will not move because prana is gone. Movement is gone. Without prana, no movement possible in the body. All the juices, enzymes that is excreted because of prana shakti, it is all well programmed, you see. by Bhagavan's nature, whatever you say, well programmed. My God, it is, if you start thinking about it, it is mind-boggling. The moment you see some food there, now Diwali time, food there, saliva comes. It's programmed, you see. And your whole system is made ready to receive that food. And the nostrils, the smell goes and all that, you know, this. And the very look of the food also, that's why it should be appealing to the look also. All the senses, it should be appealing. Touch also. That's why the food should be warm. Then you know that it is said eating with hand is more healthier nowadays. They are discovering that. Anyway. So, prana is the one that gives you that movement in the body. And the food is to be digested and then moved into that small intestine. From there it is absorbed. Then it is thrown into the large intestine. Then it is finally thrown away. All this prana shakti. Without prana, nothing works. Now, doubt whether he is dead or not. They touch and see the warmth of the body. Prana merges with fire. Then he becomes cold. Means fire also merges into sat. Karana rupam. Remains the jiva in Ishvara. Jiva merges with Ishvara. Like in Susupti, we merges with Paramatma in subtle form. The individuality is not destroyed completely. Therefore, the jiva comes back according to his or her karma. Therefore, Advaitam Brahman is karanam for this jiva or the jagat. Now, the seventh mantra. Saya esha animai tad atmya mitam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shveta keto iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijñāpayatviti tathā saumyeti hovāca. Now, this mantra onwards, Tattvamasi Mahavakya is taught that Jagatkāraṇam Sat alone is you, the Ātmā, Jīva. Sat is Upātāna Kāraṇam. Upadana karana means material cause. From this, sat here is sadeva saumya idamagra asid. That sentence is to not be forgotten because that is a basis. So there we discuss sat means what? Sat along with the possibility of creation in and manifest form. So sat means, it is not that sat alone is. Sat alone means the possibility of creation in and manifest form. That's why avyakta namni paramesha shakti is called maya. So sat cannot be separate. That is why all our symbolism will see Ardhanarishwar. Sat alone cannot be, that Prakriti Tattvam, Maya Tattvam is inherent. That Maya Tattvam is unmanifest, that is all. Then it becomes manifest because of what? Karmas of Jivas. So because of the karma of Jivas, it becomes manifest. So Sat is Upadana Karanam. From this we should know First, all karyams are nothing but karanam, name and form. Therefore, creation is sat plus namarupa. Second point, karyam cannot exist independent of karanam. Similarly, namarupa cannot exist without sat. Namarupa prapancha. This creation is namarupa. It cannot exist without sat brahman. Then the third point, karanam alone is inherent, antaryami, anusyutam, in all the products, karyam. Antaryami word is also very important. Generally, we say antaryami means that which is inside. Then we have a feeling that that which is inside is sitting separately. It is not that. That's not the antaryami here. The meaning is without which it cannot exist. That is antaryami. Inherent and concurrent, the creation. So, antaryami, sat brahma is in and through all effects, nama rupa prapancha, ota prota. Here, atma means content, inherent content of all of us is called atma. Gold is the atma of all ornaments. Water is the atma of all waves. This is also experientially true. Whenever you experience anything existence, so existence as an inherent part of a thing, whenever you look at a book, first it is existent, then you see the book. First it is existing, then you see the book. In order to see the book, first you have to exist. Then only you can see the book. So both are enjoying, blessed by the principle of existence. Sa esha anima. Sat Brahman is the subtlest content of the whole world. Cause is subtler than the gross, karyam. Brahman being the Moola Karanam, it is the subtlest. Hence, the cause is Satyam and Karyam is Mithya. Why? Because Karyam is dependent upon Karanam. How do you say clay and pot? Remove clay, no pot. Pot is not, clay is. Pot is broken, clay continue to be there. Karanam Svatantram, Karyam Paratantram, dependent upon something else. So Brahman is Satyam means the world is Mithya. Now what is the basic question? Brahma Jnanena Sarvajnanam Bhavati. This is the main point. How to know that Brahman, that Sat, Upanishad says, you are a fool, because keeping the gold ornament in your hand and ask where is gold. When you ask, what can I say? The teacher says, you are a fool. That's why Bhajogovinda starts with that only. Muthamate. In and through Namarupa, what you experience is Sat. In and through Namarupa of gold ornaments, what you experience is gold. That's why our, what is that, Kabir Das said, you know, Lahar Dunte, Lahar Ko, कपड़ा ढूंढे सूत, जीव ढूंढे ब्रह्म को, तीनों उत के उत। इट इज वेरी ट्रू, सी हाउ ब्यूटिफुली ही सेड दैट। व्हेन आई सी द वर्ल्ड व्हाट आई एक्सपीरियंस इज नाम रूप सहितम ब्रह्मन, सगुणम ब्रह्म। When I am interested in Namarupa Rahitam Brahman, I want to experience only Shuddha Brahma, then what is to be done? Tena Tektena Bunjita Mahakritakasya Siddhanam. Remove the skin and enjoy the banana. So remove the Namarupa. Remove means you don't have to remove Namarupa. This Nama and Rupa is also Paramatma. We are making this division in our mind. Name and form, we are separating in our mind, that it is separate from Lord. That is where the problem is. This notion has to go. This correction is what is to be done in our mind, brain. Now in this section, three words are taken for derivation. Sopiti, going to Satsarupa. Asanaya, digestive juice, product of food. Pipasa, Udanya, digestive fire, thirst. Daham, dah, to burn, to dry up. Now, how do you connect to Brahman? By this derivation, we came to know that the digestive fire converts water into various bodily ingredients. From this, we came to know that the body is a product of water. Body is karyam, shingam, water becomes moola karanam. Now, we have to trace back from karyam to karanam. And when you go back into karanam, then finally you get to water first. From water itself is a karyam of tejas. Tejas itself is a karyam of sat, san moolam. So this way we have to reflect upon. These are all points for meditation. Okay. एक सत् विज्ञानेन, एक सत् विज्ञानेन सर्व विज्ञानं भवति। Now, how to get to that सत् विज्ञानं? In fact, it is an unintelligent question. Because whenever you are experiencing any object, you are experiencing सत्. Brahman alone, Sat Brahman alone you are experiencing. Therefore, when are you not experiencing Sat? Sarvada Brahmanubhavam eva. Sarvam Brahmamayam rere. Brahman, everything is Brahman. Okay, I am experiencing Sat Brahman. But it is with various Namarupa. Namarupa Sakitam Brahma, Sagunam Savishesham Brahma. This is what I am experiencing now. I want to experience pure Brahman. So the teacher said, Tat Tvam Asi. You are that. When it comes to pure Brahman existence, you cannot experience it. That's why nirgunam we cannot meditate. Brahman one cannot meditate. Sagunam dhyayet. Nirgunam nyayet. You can know. One cannot meditate. So meditation means what? You should teach something. Some form must be there. Then only you can meditate. Mind has to hold on to something, some alamba. But when it is nirguna, what alamba is there? There is nothing to hold on. So here, if you ask, I want to know that pure Brahman, I want to experience that Brahman, you cannot experience it. Why? In any experience, there are triputis, experiencer, experienced, experiencing. You have to keep yourself away from that object, then only you can experience. The experiencer disappears. Then you alone, Brahman alone. So if you want to experience pure Brahman, you have to take a form and name and then negate Nama Rupa and whatever left over is pure Brahman. That's why it is called Shesha Bhagavan, isn't it? Shesha. What remains Shesha after negating everything, what remains? So the Shruti also uses that method, neti neti. But what remains finally? The one who is negating. Who says this neti neti? That is where our Jai Krishnamurti leaves you. Up to negation is very good, wonderful. But afterwards, what is your sarupa when it comes? He has to use Shruti Vakya. He doesn't want to use Shruti Vakya. Therefore, he leaves you, find out. He says. So he cannot find out because unless Shruti Pramana is there, he will not be able to find out. He will be left high and dry. So every attribute is revealed by one pramanam. Like form is revealed through eyes, the sound is revealed through ears, taste is revealed to tongue, like that. Now, withdraw the pramanam means all senses. Mental projection also to be withdrawn. What is left out is pure existence alone. This is what we have to do in meditation seat. You close your eyes, senses are cut off. But then also what happened? Mind is, we are thinking about so many things in the mind. Old memories will come, which you have forgotten. Suddenly mind reminds you. And once that mind brings that thought, then a whole meditation will be on that particular topic, half an hour, 45 minutes. Then you said, wow, I had a very good meditation. What meditation? But that mental projection also has to settle down. Then what is that? There is only pure existence. So that's why Bhagavan said in Gita, Yatha Deepaha Nibhatastaha Ninkate Sopama Smritaha. Protected from wind, how a single solitary flame without a flicker steadily burn the same way. That example is a very beautiful example compared to our mind. So mind is always a small little whiff of thought is there, that's enough to move. That protected from all thoughts, how the mind becomes steady, then that state is your state. But I cannot see that existence. If you want to see, you have to open your eyes. Then you can see only form and color. Therefore, pure existence, one cannot see or taste or hear. Then, how to experience it? You cannot experience with any senses. because senses are instrument of knowledge. No instrument, because Sat has to become an object, only then you can experience it. Sat being the subject, the very seer, it can never become an object of your experience. Then how do you know it is there? Next problem. It can be an eternal bluff, you know. Bluff. Is that never try to experience Sat as you are that Brahman. You, the conscious Atma, is that Sat Brahma. Because are you alive? Are you existing? Are you aware? This question you have to answer yes. Then it cannot be bluff. The moment you want to know the truth, then you have to identify with the mind. Means chit. Chit plus namarupa. Chaitanyam plus namarupa is chit. Takara stand for namarupa. You are pure existence and the world is pure existence, and therefore, he Svetaketo tattumasi. Atmajnanena sarvajnanam bhavati. Since all karyams are nothing but karanam, so where is Brahman? Brahman is you. So this is the idea. Where he is not. He is everywhere. Since he is everywhere, in the form of pure existence, he is Svetaketo, he is in you also. He is in you here means he is you. In you doesn't mean that there is somewhere in the recesses of your heart he is hiding. Not like that. He is you. It is not that clay is hiding in the pot somewhere in a corner of the heart of the pot. You will realize the clay. No. The whole pot is clay. Same way here also, the entire you is nothing but Paramatma. So Svetaketu says, I didn't understand. Please teach me again. This section 9. Now the teacher is trying to give an example here.
Yatha Saumya
Madhu Kruto Nistishtanti
Nanatyayanam Vrikshanam Rasan Samavaharam Ekatam Rasam Gamayanti
Te Yatha Tatra
Na Vivekam Labhante
Amushyaham Vrikshasya
Rasosmya Mushyaham
vrikshasya rasosmiti evameva khalu saumya ima sarva prajaha sati sambhatya na vituhu sati sambhatyamaha iti. Hey, Saumya, dear boy. So in the previous portion, the teacher pointed out, in sleep, everyone merges into Sat Brahma. All get resolved into one Sat. Layam, Pralayam, Atyantika Pralayam. There are three terms used. Layam is sleep. Temporary Pralayam. Then Pralayam. That is, one cycle is over. There is a Pralayam. So what is that? 4.3 million years is one Mahayuga. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga put together, 4.3. Now, multiply by 1,000 is Brahmaji's one day. Then he goes to sleep. That is the time Pralayam comes. Okay. Not every cycle is over, Pralayam doesn't come. Now Kali Yuga is over, Satyuga comes. There is no Pralayam. But Pralaya comes only when Brahmaji go to sleep. Then he sleeps for another 4.3 multiply 1,000 years he sleeps. So Pralaya continued to be there. Then he wakes up, he remembers previous creation, he starts creating. Like we do, we go to sleep. When we wake up, we continue what we have left yesterday. So the same way, this is called Pralayam. Then third one is Atyantika Pralayam. Atyantika Pralayam is Jivan Mukti. No more coming back. The Jiva merges with Paramatma. There is no merging. So these are all words used for want of expression. See, it's no merging. It is already merged. We think it is different. That difference notion is gone, removed. So we are experiencing Nama Rupa Rahitam Brahma on a daily basis. In sleep. So experience of Shuddha Brahma, you don't have to get it elsewhere. We are getting it every day. But we don't know, that's all. Since we are all resolving into Brahman in sleep, then why are we not knowing that Brahman? See, we are experiencing this every day, but how come that we don't know that I am experiencing Brahman? This is our problem. We are doing it unconsciously, but we don't know. Now, teacher is justifying that point here. The honeybee collects from honey from different flowers. But the honey collected from different flowers tastes differently. Honey also has a different taste. That's why you say, you know, this honey, this brand is good, that brand is bad. So all that we say. And this is organic. This one is not organic, synthetic, all that. What is synthetic? So these people spray some sugar. Jaggery they mix and then spray it, and this honey bee goes and take it from there and then convert into honey. which is called synthetic. Organic one is what? Flower, real flower. The honey they take, it's real honey. So there are different tastes are there. But when all these particles of honey are merged together into total honey, the honeycomb, you cannot differentiate that this honey is from that flower, this honey is from this flower, like this, differentiation is not possible. Similarly, in Sat Brahman also, I am the knower, this is the instrument of knowledge, this distinction is not there. How the honey cannot make the distinction that I am from that flower once it is merged to the total? In the same way, during waking state we know the distinction, but once we slept, all distinction get merged in Brahman. Sat na viduhu. I am free from individuality. I am Ananda Swarupaha. Even that is also not known in sleep. I am enjoying Ananda, bliss. It's not known. Only waking up you know, hey, I slept very well. I didn't know anything. So this experience is also that is blissful is not known to you. Therefore, Brahmajnanam is possible only when you are awake. In Samadhi also, there is Jnana, Jnatra, Bheda is not there. This experience in Samadhi, that is an experience. But there you don't know, you are not there. The person who has to experience Brahman is not there. Who has to experience? Ego has to experience, isn't it? As long as ego is there, you cannot experience. So that ego has to go. Then who is there to experience? See the problem? So we are asking for Brahma, Brahma Anubhuti. How do you have that Anubhuti? Who has to come and tell you, I had experience? The moment you come back and tell, I had that Brahma Anubhuti, that means what? The ego was still there registering the experience. Now you see the problem. People who declare that I had that experience on September 24th midnight. Realization of truth. People say that. See now the problem. That means this guy was awake, or his ego was registering that point of realization. Means that is not a realization. It is a hallucination. Jnana jnatra bheda is not there. Now, how do we know this? While listening to the teacher, when the teacher is a traditional teacher who has learned from his guru, when he uses the word appropriately, appropriate time, then you give up the notion that I am this sharira, mana, buddhi, and ego realizes, who is listening to the teaching, the very ego realizes, I am that Satchidananda Swarupatma. I am not this body, mind, intellect, aggregate. So this has to take place while listening to the teaching. Then what is meditation? Meditation is for some other purpose. It is not in the meditation seat, suddenly a halo of a light comes and then you are revealed. That is why we are waiting all the time something to happen in meditation. I tell you, nothing will happen. Guruji was telling a joke, you know, these people are so attached to these meditation mat and all that. So one husband was using a mat. It has become worn out, actually. So the wife was telling, why don't you change it? He said, nothing. You got vibration, you know, on this. This mat, I said, there's a good vibration. So one day he was looking for the mat. He couldn't find it. So he asked, where is my mat? His wife said, it has got nirvanam. Mat can attain nirvanam. So meditation is for removing the obstacles in the mind. We have so many obstacles. We have created so many inhibitions. There are so many skeletons in our subconscious. Those have to be removed. They are the obstacles come and disturb the vision of truth. So to remove the obstacles, we have to practice meditation. Most effective method. That's why Palari Mathanam, the first comes the Halahalavasha. That Halahal is our subconscious. What is to be done, we should offer to the Lord. Same way, we also should offer our halahal to Bhagavan. If you try to handle one by one, you go crazy, nothing will happen. Now let us see mantra 3. Taiha vyagrova. Simhova vrakova varahova. Kidova pangova. Patangova. 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 Damshova mashakova. Yadyat bhavanti tada bhavanti. Saya esha. Anima eda atma midam sarvam. Tat satyam sa atma tattvam asi shveta keto. Iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan. Vijnapayat viti. Tatha saumyeti ho vacha. So until we merge in Brahman, we have individuality. Example, he is given tiger, lion, vyagraha, simhaha, vrikaha, varaha, kidaha, patangaha, damshaha, mashakaha, all these tiger, lion, wolf, boar, worm, moth, any insect that is biting, mosquito, flies. All these differences are only till they go to sleep. Isn't it? There is no beggarly sleep and royal sleep. Okay. A king also go to sleep. A beggar also go to sleep. Once they slept, sleep levels all differences. There is no jopadipati sleep and then kingly sleep. But when they get up, all their foolishness come back also. No, the same mantra is repeated in the earlier, last chapter, seventh mantra, the eighth section, seventh mantra, same mantra is repeated here. Sayesha anima eda atma midam sarvam tat satyam satma. You are not the merging jiva. You are the locus of all merging things. So, that existence which is the subtle essence that all this world has for itself, that is the truth. That is Atman, that thou art. So you as Sat is a melting pot for all the whole creation. In you everything merges, from you everything comes. You here means Sat Brahma. And that Sat Brahman is your essential nature. Therefore, Svetaketo Tattvamasi, you are that. Svetaketo says, sir, I didn't understand. Second time. Now it repeats the whole book up to 16. Up to 16. Nine times is. So we'll stop here. You got the taste of the Tattvamasi. You already got it, right? So now it is only a repetition. different example he gives and try to bring that point again and again. So next time we'll complete. Okay. So, Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Karanatyanena Karyatnyanam. Once you know the Mula Karanam, then all Karyas, whether it is whatever be the form, you understand it is derived from, born of this Mula Karanam. So, Brahmatnyanena Sarvatnyanam Bhavati. What is that Brahman from whom everything has come? So like Upadana Karanam, like clay is the Mula Karanam for all parts. Once you know the clay, you know all parts. The same way, once you know Brahman, who is the Mula Karanam for the whole creation, then the whole creation is as well known. Whatever be the form, it doesn't matter. Now, since the entire creation is nothing but Brahman, you also part of that creation. So you are also Brahman. Very simple. Therefore, Svetaketo Tattvamasi. Okay. Now, which is Tattvamasi? Not the body is Tattvamasi, not the mind is Tattvamasi, not the intellect is Tattvamasi. This Sat Brahma, that is pure existence, consciousness, bliss, that is you, is Tattvamasi. Advaita Makarandakara gives very beautiful. Ahamasmi sadabhami katachinnaham apriyaha brahmaivaham atasiddham sachidananda lakshanam. Beautiful verse. Afterwards he explains that. This is the statement. Aham asmi, I exist. Anybody got doubt? You don't have to consult anybody, do I exist or not. For everything else, you may have to consult. Wife, you see. ஆற்றுல கேட்டு சொல்கிறேன் சொல்லுவான். பட் வென் இட் கம்ஸ் டு யுவர் ஓன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ்க். அஹம் அஸ்மி சதா பாமி ஐ ஷைன் பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் அவேர் ஆஃப் மை எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். இட்ஸ் நாட் தட் சம்படி ஹஸ் டு டெல் யூ. ஐ ஆம் அவேர் ஆஃப் மை எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். கதாச்சின் அகம் அப்ரியா ஐ நெவர் பிகம் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் டிஸ்லைக் டு மை செல்ஃப். ஐ ஆல்வேஸ் லவ் மை செல்ஃப். ஈவன் எ பர்சன் ஹூ திங்க் தட் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு டை கமிட் சூயிசைட் தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இஸ் லவ் ஃபார் ஹிம் செல்ஃப் ஓன்லி பிகாஸ் ஹி திங்க் தட் ஆஃப்டர் டெத் ஐ வில் பி ஹாப்பியர். ஸோ தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ த ஐ இஸ் இன் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஓன்லி. கதாச்சிநாஹம் அப்ரியா பிரம்மைவாஹம் அதசித்தம் தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் தட் பிரம்மன் சித்தம் ப்ரூவ்ட் வை சச்சித் ஆனந்த லக்ஷணம். பிரம்மலக்ஷணம் இஸ் சச்சித் ஆனந்த. ஜீவலக்ஷணம் இஸ் வாட் சச்சித் ஆனந்த. தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் தட் சச்சித் ஆனந்த பிரம்ம. சிம்பிள் வே ஹி ஹஸ் ப்ரூவ்ட். Here also, same idea. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.